127 Rhode Islanders have died from accidental drug overdoses since the beginning of this year, and that includes 17 in July alone. The numbers had been declining down to one overdose death in June, but health department officials are alarmed by this sudden spike. Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay has been tracking the state's opioid addiction and overdose crisis, and she joins us to talk about the recent increase. Kristen, what do health officials think happened in July?
They don't know. But what is clear is that illicit opioids like heroin and even the legal ones like prescription painkillers such as OxyContin and Vicodin are still available and they're abundant. They're incredibly addictive and people are dying. People from all walks of life. You know, many people, Dave, start out with a totally legitimate prescription for a painkiller, maybe after surgery or an injury. In fact, Health Department Director Dr. Michael Fine just told me that the state has started tracking the number of prescriptions written for these kinds of painkillers in Rhode Island. 118,000 people got prescriptions for these drugs in July alone, just to give you a sense of how much is out there. And these meds are definitely lifesavers for some people, but some will take them for a while and get hooked. They're what most heroin addicts start out on, and heroin is most likely behind many of the recent overdose deaths.
Kristen, it's a bit surprising, though, isn't it? Because it looked like Rhode Island was making some progress battling those overdose deaths. Police officers are now carrying Narcan, that's the overdose rescue drug, and there's been a lot of public education. So what else can we do?
Well, there's a lot going on, a lot of people doing things actually to try to get a handle on this problem. There are efforts to tackle the supply side of it, that is to try to get drugs off the streets and to reduce the number of painkiller prescriptions out there. For example, there's a new law on the books as of this summer that requires doctors who are renewing their licenses to prescribe these drugs to sign up for the state's prescription drug monitoring database. That's so they can check on whether a patient might be picking up multiple prescriptions from different doctors. There are now a lot of drug take-back days around the state where you can bring your leftover prescriptions for authorities to dispose of safely. But it's the demand side of this problem that's really tough to tackle. Addiction is a disease, and many people with this disease are driven to do whatever it takes to get the drug, and they need more and more of it over time. And, you know, most people can't stop without help.
Okay, let's talk about Narcan, which I just mentioned. That's the overdose antidote. That's been used hundreds of times already this year to save lives. And it's more widely available now, but what about the treatment it takes to turn those lives around? How accessible is that?
Good point. Well, it's more available now than even a year ago. That's in part because more Rhode Islanders now have some kind of health insurance, whether it's Medicaid or a plan from the health exchange. The state's Behavioral Health Agency launched a program to help primary care doctors connect patients who are, you know, right there in their office to treatment with just a phone call. And the Providence Center is piloting a program right now that puts what they call recovery coaches in emergency rooms on weekends when overdoses are more common. And the idea is that they can approach someone who has overdosed once they're stable right then and there before they're discharged to help them take their first steps in recovery, maybe even get them into treatment. But, you know, clearly this is a problem that can't be solved with one program here or another program there. Can't be solved with the flick of a pen or even, you know, a ton of cash. It's complicated. Experts I talk with all the time in mental health and public health say it's really going to take the concerted and continued effort of healthcare providers, policymakers, pharmacists, doctors, and us, everyone, to turn this around.
Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio. And you can find her documentary, Killer Drugs, Tackling Opioid Addiction and Overdose, on our website. Go to ripr.org. Thank you, Kristen.
A pleasure, Dave.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.